Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Today, I welcome Valencia on the show, where we're going to be talking about confidence and gratitude. So I'm really excited about this, a really good topic. So just a quick introduction to Valencia, and then we will dive into today's conversation. So Valencia is an accomplished elite neuroencoding specialist like myself. She brings her expertise to enlighten and uplift audiences on the transformation power of gratitude and positive mindset. She guides individuals from limiting beliefs to life of abundance, inspiring them to embrace the limitless possibilities of living. She is the gratitude grandmaster. Love that title. Helping you slay self-doubt and increase your self-worth. So welcome onto the show today, Valencia. Great to have you. Pretty excited to talk about this today. So yeah, like first of all, be really interesting. We were kind of touching on it a little bit before we started, but yeah, like what's been your experience with gratitude, and why is it being really important for your life, and why do you feel called to go out and help other people with the power of gratitude now?
Yes. Thank you so much, Johnny. So gratitude has changed my life. It really has. And I can't seem to get away from the topic. It's been so, it's contributed so much to my life. So about 6 years ago, I found myself in a very downward place, just a very dark place. And, you know, I had been that way really for a while. I mean, if you were to meet me, I'd probably be smiling. You know, I wasn't so much, you know, on the outside. When people saw me, they probably would see me smiling. But on the inside, I was really down, like for a long time. And I had just gotten to the point where I was ready to say, goodbye, bye Earth. I don't want to be here anymore, because nothing was changing. Whatever I tried, it just, nothing would change my situation. And I used to wake up in the morning thinking about all of my problems. My mom died when I was 7. My, you know, parents passed away. So I had a lot of family challenges and things like that. And so, you know, I had just really made a date for myself, right, to say bye-bye. But during the course of that time, I overheard, it was a video actually. It wasn't a video about gratitude or anything. It was just a chance thing. You know how you're scrolling or whatnot. And someone said she really changed her life because she started writing down what she was grateful for every day. And I was like, But I was like, no, that's not going to work. That's too easy, right? That's not going to work. And she kept talking about how it really changed her life. And her life was so much better now. You know, dreams and things that she wanted to accomplish were coming true. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to try it. I'll try it for a week. So I said, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to really do this. And I wasn't a journaler. I wasn't the type of person to write things down. I mean, it was just far removed from me. I hadn't done a journal since I was 7 years old, okay? And so I was in my 40s at this point, right? Late 40s, okay? Actually, 50s, gosh. Anyway, yeah. So I went to the store, $5 store, and I got myself just a basic journal. And I said, you know what, if I put this journal in another room, not in my bedroom, I probably won't do it. So I said, I really want to do this, right? Because I knew what my next decision for myself was. So I put it by my bed. And so when I would get up in the morning, when I wake up, I would actually just feel it. And I was like, oh, I got to do that thing where I've got to write down what I'm grateful for, right? So I would remember sitting up in bed day one. It was so awkward. Like, I felt, this cannot be right. I've got to think about what I'm grateful for. And I'm so used to thinking about my problems, the bills I couldn't pay, the relationships that weren't in my life where I gave my all that kind of stuff, right? And so I forced myself to write something down. It was something small, like, oh, I can see the light coming through the window. And gosh, it's really pretty. I like it. So I'm grateful that I can see that. You know, just small things. Oh, I'm hungry. Well, I'm grateful that I can go in my refrigerator and I've got some food and I can feed myself, right? Fix myself a breakfast. So things like that, it was very difficult. But as I went on through it during the week, it got a little bit easier and easier. By the end of the week, I felt better. I was like, wow, do I really feel better? Or is my mind playing tricks on me? Because the only thing I've changed was I started writing down what I was grateful for. That was it. 3 to 5 things, that's it, right? And spent 5 minutes doing it. But I said, you know what? I'm gonna try another week. I'm going to postpone what I'm just going to do. Let me just try it for another week. So another week went by. I did it every day and I felt better. Third week, I felt, wow, I feel pretty good. Fourth week, Johnny, the fourth week, I was like, man, I want to live. You couldn't tell me anything. I wanted to live. You couldn't tell me. I wasn't thinking about my problems anymore. I was thinking about things that I was grateful for. And things started happening for me where I was like, oh my God, I cannot wait to write this down, you know, tomorrow morning in my gratitude journal, right? So things started happening for me. So guess what? I still do it today. This is my gratitude journal right here. I still do it. I did it to this morning, but then I put stickers and do other things with it, right? But I still do it because just spending that 5 minutes really does something for me. It magnetizes my whole day. You know, it makes me feel really, really good. So it works. So
Oh wow, that's incredible. I love the gift it's given you. Like, and then I like what you said about actually things started showing up and able to write that. And yeah, it's so funny we're talking right now because I'm on a program, and actually we're on module 3 and it's about money and abundance. And the core to it is the gratitude element, and it's
yes.
like recording things, and it's just you. He says you don't become wealth. You don't get wealthy until you become wealthy. And then what wealthy doesn't just mean money. It's all these, yeah, all these elements
All
of
those
your
these
life.
things that are added unto you, right?
Yeah.
And things still pop up for me. I mean, they do. I had 3 things pop up for me yesterday. I had something else pop up for me today. I was at like a little thrift store, right? And the secret, everyone knows about the secret, right? Well, the secret book was sitting right there, and I was like, oh my God, I've got to get that, you know? And so just
Right.
little things like that, like the secret book.
Yeah, which wasn't so secret. I know which book you mean. It wasn't so secret.
Right.
It disappeared. I love that. So what were you like committing to a morning of like writing 3 things down? Were you doing it through the day just in response to things? Was that kind of the practice you were putting into
So
place?
it was just a practice, and it is just a practice of like I never know what I'm going to write down. So it's nothing that's prepared in my head, really. Unless I know something that's really happened for me the day before. And but I don't write it down right then. I just wait until the next morning, and it's like my subconscious brings it up. So I just sit down and I write down, I'm so happy and grateful for, and I let the pen do the rest. And it just starts coming. It just starts coming. Sometimes it takes a little while, right? But I may put some nice music on or something like that. And whether it's something small or something big, it will come. And I'll write down 3 to 5 things that I'm grateful for. And some days I don't want to stop writing. So
I like that. It's
it's beautiful.
beautiful. Yeah, it sounds like you've got a setting yourself like that 3 to 5 because I can't quite see the picture, but it's
Things.
oh, I can see it a bit more
And
clearly.
sometimes I have mementos, like if I went to a nice restaurant or something, you know,
Nice.
and stickers and things that
For you
I like.
listening on the podcast right now, we were just looking at the
Yep,
very
gratitude.
very artistic gratitude journal that Valencia's pulled together, which I love. Brilliant. So yeah, setting yourself like 3 to 5 things, and then actually not stopping there, because if you feel like it, you feel cool to do it. So I'm loving that.
I usually do a page a day, though.
A page, wow.
Yeah,
really
just a page, just one page a day.
Are they different things, or do you ever find like things repeat themselves?
They're usually different things.
Oh.
Don't really repeat too much. It's gratitude is like magic. I call it magic now, because once you start practicing it, I'm telling you, things will start coming up for you. Good things will start to happen for you. You may think a thought, oh, I want such and such, and then it'll appear. Or, boy, I would love to meet someone who has such and such qualities. And when you least expect it, it'll happen for you. So you will have something to write down. At first, it's like, I'm not going to have anything to write. Oh, my God, that was me. You start to kind of panic. But if you just settle with yourself, maybe put some nice music on or something, and just be easy with yourself. Breathe. And it can be the simplest thing. The fact that you can breathe could be something that you're grateful for.
Love that. So getting yourself into state some days is maybe something you need to do.
Yeah. Yes.
And you do it every morning. It's something every morning you do.
Every morning, if I'm rushed, there have been times when I haven't done it in the morning, but definitely before my head hits the pillow at night.
Ah, brilliant. Love that.
Definitely. So, and if, you know, life happens, sometimes you get busy or whatnot, just don't, if you skip, don't worry about it. Don't beat yourself up with it. Just get back up on the horse and start again. But if I skip, I actually start feeling myself go down. That's how important it is for me. This is something I've got to do for myself.
And do you find you really have to, because you can write down like, you know, things, but do you feel like you really intentionally make sure you feel those things rather than just writing them down, or does it naturally happen, the feeling? I'm just really interested to know.
Well, so in the morning or anytime, I may not feel like, I mean, there are times when I'm thinking, oh gosh, I've got to write down things in my gratitude. I have no idea what I'm going to write down, but I will sit down. I'll get the book out. And I'm telling you, I just say, I'm so happy and grateful that, and the pen just starts writing. And it's just it becomes a beautiful thing. It kind of unveils itself.
And you feel like you connect to that feeling when you do it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You feel it. You start to feel it, because you're like, oh, wow, that such and such did happen, or that happened. And it's all about the feeling, really, right? Mm. It's all about getting that vibration. But, you know, at the beginning, you just may be mechanically doing it. But as you continue to do it, it's something that you'll fall in love with.
Love that. And is it, when you do your gratitude, because a lot, you know, lots of people who have fed back to me about this podcast really find it hard to kind of like love that, sometimes find it hard to like themselves. We lack confidence. I've definitely been there. Do you build that into your practice at all? Anything about like the self-love or what you're grateful about yourself? Or is it a bit of a mixture of everything, your gratitude practice?
Well, I can tell you that just simply by writing it down, you have evidence. So I have a book every year. So only good things go into this book, only gratitude. No problems, unless it's something that I've learned, a lesson that I've learned, will I write it in here, okay? So what has happened is, just going through this process has heightened my confidence. Because now I understand, boy, I do make some great decisions, you know? And it gives me, boy, everything, you know? I remember thinking, you know, being fearful that something wouldn't work out, but doesn't it always work out? So it has led to an increased confidence just this practice itself.
So, oh, wow.
It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Just, yeah, reflecting back on that and that self-awareness. I mean, just out of curiosity, do you do any other sort of like self-awareness, like reflections? You mentioned you didn't like journaling until, or you didn't do much journaling and since you were seven until when you started this. Do you find yourself doing any other kind of reflections outside of the gratitude, or is it just mainly gratitude?
Well, I love meditation. I love meditating.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so a lot of times too, I will meditate before I do my gratitude journal because that helps me to get in state. So just that and sometimes, you know, you'll get downloads while you're meditating.
Oh yeah.
And my journal is right here. So go ahead and record those downloads that you get. I'm so happy and grateful that I just had an awesome meditation and this is the download, you know, and it's right here. So it becomes yours. You'll understand it once you start practicing it. You'll fall in love with it. You really will. Oh, it's a tool.
Love it. It sounds similar to something I do. I write down, the gratitude's at the back, that there's also, I've got my positive confirmations of like signs or things showing up, like you were talking about The Secret. Or like even like Valencia coming on my podcast, it's like, oh, great timing, like guests coming on talking about gratitude. When you realize you've got to add something more in. But then I also write down things like importance. So it's like, where am I putting too much importance to something that's draining so much energy? And it's like, how do I let go of that control a little bit? So those, I personally do that. But I love what you said about the meditation and getting yourself in state for that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, that was something that just, I didn't start out that way. I didn't know anything about meditation, but yeah, it helps.
Do you find like meditation helps with confidence as well? Because some people meditate for confidence.
I like visualization.
Okay.
So let's just say, you know, I visualize success. I visualize what it means to me and how it looks and how it feels. And that becomes a type of a meditation for me. It's an actual visualization. I actually have one that I do every day. And it's a scene. It's almost like a scene in a movie. But I came up with it a couple of years ago of what is it that I really, really want. And this is before I even knew, I never knew all of this was so scientific, right? But it was just something that I said, you know, boy, I wish I could have such and such. And it's a movie scene. And I take myself through this every day. And do you understand that things are starting to come together where this movie scene is beginning to come true? So it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, great. So you're like visualizing yourself in this ideal scene, this movie, and then you just see confirmations of that coming in your day to day.
I do. Yeah. People that I've met, like, you know, I'm walking on the beach with my, you know, significant other and we're doing such and such. And there's no person in my life at that time. Nothing was going on. But I see people coming into my life. People have come into my life that I'm like, wow, is this the person that I'm walking on the beach with? You know, well, let's see what happens here, you know? And so, yeah, so really great relationships have come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing. And then, the gratitude, probably that goes in your gratitude journal as well.
Yeah, exactly.
These things comes up. Oh, I love it. Cool. So yeah, with your like gratitude as like sounds like a really powerful practice, but like for the individual where perhaps they, you know, they're going through a real hard time, like, you know, you were in the beginning, Like, what guidance would you give to the individual who's like, oh, I'm going to try it. Oh, it's not working straight away because.
Well, definitely be patient, you know, with yourself. And consistency really is key. Like, if you can do it for at least 5 days or a week, because it is, I'm telling you, it's not going to feel right at first. It's going to feel totally wrong. But you got to understand that the thinking that you've had has gotten you where you are right now, right? And understand that people have ups and downs. I've had things that have happened to me. There are people that I've lost, you know, since being on this journey with gratitude. But that's when I really dig in and do my gratitude. And it really helps me through it. It really does. Like, when you're going through hard times, that's when you really force yourself to see there's good in everything. There may be a lesson learned through this, but you have to harness that good, that even if it's a little small seed of good, harness it, write it down, because that's how you harness it. Once you write what you write, of course you invite. Once you write it down, it's here forever. You can always go back and you can see the good. Even though you know you were going through some hard times then, you can still see the good. Because you got to know this is temporary. This hard time is temporary. I'm going to come out of this. You don't necessarily maybe know how, but you just have to know and make the decision you will. And you're going to harness your gratitude along the way. Because if you can think about the good instead of focusing in on the bad, what you focus on the longest becomes the strongest. So you don't have time to focus on the fact that you're going through some hard times, okay? Focus on where it is that you want to go. Meditate, visualize it. You know, a lot of times I'll put in here, I'm so happy and grateful that. I'll put my visualization in here.
Oh, okay. So like a future pace as well.
Future pacing, exactly. But I'm writing it as though it's happening right now. I'm scripting.
Oh, love that. That's amazing.
This is powerful.
You got okay. Past, present, and future gratitude. That's a powerful.
Yes. Exactly. And this is only for me to see this, right? Unless I want to share it with someone. But there's no wrong or right to this. Go ahead and write down what it is that you want and write it as though it's happening right now. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm walking on the beach with my husband to our mansion. And we are so in love, holding hands. Oh, it is so beautiful. It's such a beautiful day. Write it and see what happens. See that smile you got on your face? You're going to have a smile on your face. That's what you need. You need that feeling and carry it with you.
Love that. I'm so happy and grateful that. That was a powerful sentence starter.
Yeah.
Valencia, I just want to touch on a couple more things, really. And you've inspired me to really up-level my gratitude practice as well. It's funny enough, I was talking to my somatic coach about that, one of my coaches the other day about that. But yeah, like self-doubt is something that pops up for a lot of us as it's an ongoing like life journey. I personally see it as, but yeah, is there anything you found really effective with it apart from the journaling and the gratitude and seeing what you've done is one. Is there anything you found like sort of building that more of a positive self-image that's helped you maybe in your journey?
Yeah. So I would say the quicker I snap out of it, snapping out of it, whatever that self-doubt is, it's a story that I'm playing in my head. It's something that I'm telling myself, right? Because it's us who give a meaning to the thing. But who's to say that I won't be successful? Who, you understand what I'm saying? It's what I give it meaning to. So if I find myself doubting myself, thinking about I won't be successful, just the simple fact of doing that, I snap out of it. I have to snap myself out of it. And I know I need to be thinking about where I'm going, what it is that I want. So I use that self-doubt, that feeling of self-doubt, to trigger myself to think about where it is that I'm going. Because if I find myself thinking about all the bad things, the self-doubt, the can I do this, blah, blah, I'm already playing the wrong song in my head. I need to change that tune. And I need to think about something. I'm wasting my time over here because that's not going to get me anywhere. But me thinking about snapping out of it as quickly as I can and thinking about where it is that I'm going and what it is that I want to do and why I want to accomplish it and why it's important. Those are the things that I need to be focusing in on. So I have to catch myself.
Yeah, that. I love that snapping out of it quicker. Like,
quick. Yeah, the quicker. And I never knew this before, that, oh, snap out of it, because I used to linger in that. And how many years did that wasted so many years for me. But I didn't know, snap out of it. If it's put on some good music, dance, shake my hips, go outside for a walk. You know, we talked a little bit about that. Go outside for a walk. Something. Switch it up. Snap out of it. Think about the good. Get to my gratitude journal and write down what I'm grateful for. I mean, I know I keep going back to that, but it really is a key to my life. It's a key to my life.
Do you find time to, do you feel like you need time, or do you find time to kind of feel into some of the challenges at all? Or is it just...
Say that again?
So do you find, like, obviously the snapping out of it sounds amazing. I love that name, whether it's a gratitude journal, moving around. Do you find like there are times where you need to go and sit with some like challenges at all through your week? Or is it kind of, you feel like you're so good at snapping out of it now that that's not needed as much? I'm just always curious to hear different people's.
Well, to sit with it, I don't
not
think
all the
it's
time, like, not all the time, but I just wondered if you process it at all.
Well, you know, sometimes when I'm waking up in the morning, okay, and my brain is in what we call theta state, that's almost like I'm able to think a little bit clearly. So I may bring up maybe a challenge that I have, right? I may bring that up. And I will start to begin to get an answer. So more clarity in it, right? And it's just like it's a small thing, but I've had problems just become solved just because let me just think about what happened a little bit. Okay. Think about what happened a little bit, right? And I'll get an answer and I'll get up and I'll, you know, go on with my day. So that does happen. Or maybe it's a decision that I need to make and I've been putting it off. And I'll say, I need to go ahead and just make a decision. You know what? I am going to do this. And it's just that. And it doesn't take long to do it. And I just say, you know what? That's that feeling. I need to stick with that. I'm making that decision now. No, I am going to that place. I am going to do such and such. So that's what helps me.
Okay. That's it. In the morning in particular, when you're in that theater state. Got you.
Yeah.
So yeah, Valencia, I want to ask you a question I like to ask guests. And that question is, what would be your number one confidence tip to the listener today?
Ooh, number one confidence tip.
Maybe something you've said already.
Action cures fear. And you know, your higher self, you know what it is that you want to do. But when you give in to doubt slows it down. Because what you want wants you, is coming towards you. But it's our doubt that slows it down or even starts to repel it, right? So the only thing, and usually when you're in doubt, you're still. You're not moving. You may have your head down like this. So snap out of it. Get up. Move. Do something. Go towards your goal. Action cures fear. Period.
Action cures fear. I think that's a great one to underestimate. It's like there's lots of us, and I've been this in the past of like, right, okay, I've got to figure out some more stuff. Or I've got to think my way into this, and it's like, yeah, right. It's never gonna happen until I take the action. Never became more confident with public speaking. I used to be terrified until I started speaking in more of a public environment. Right, so yeah, I love that. Action cures the fear.
Action cures the fear. Yeah, and I came up with one the other day. Stillness. Let me see. Fear loves stillness. Fear loves stillness. Ooh. So you got to get up and move. Action cures fear. You don't have to figure it all out. Just start moving towards where it is you want. That's it. You're going to learn along the way.
Along the way. Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So Valencia, thanks so much for coming on today. Being very inspired by your... It's great timing for me as well with consideration of gratitude practice. So yeah, like tell us where the listener can find you. And I believe you've got one or two things. Just share a little bit more about where they can reach you.
Okay. Well, you can definitely go to my website at valdantzler.com. It's really like a link tree, right? So valdantzler.com, valdantzler.com. And I have there 5 days of gratitude. 5 days of gratitude. You can download it for free and you can start your gratitude practice. Just try it for 5 days. See if it works for you. See what it does for you.
Oh, amazing. It's very encouraging. A very useful starter as well if you're not used to this. Or incorporating gratitude into your life. So amazing. Thanks for sharing those and everything you shared today, Valencia. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's really been a pleasure to speak with you today.
Of course. Of course. Absolutely.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful too. So yeah. I'll write this one down. Definitely. So yeah, that concludes our episode for today. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.